Moncrief on News Talk.
Along with the snap of cold weather and the snow, a small earthquake was recorded in Cork yesterday morning. James Grannell is a seismic data analyst for the Irish National Seismic Network. Good afternoon, James.
How are you doing, Sean?
Is an earthquake in Cork relatively rare?
It's actually quite rare, Sean. The earthquake itself was magnitude 1.6, and it occurred at about a depth of 1 kilometre. And if we want to talk about felt earthquakes in Cork, so this was felt by about a certainly 80 people have written in to tell us what they experienced. But we'd have to go back to December 2013 for the previous earthquake that was felt in Cork. It was kind of at the coast near Cork, McSherry. And before that, we have to go back to 1981, November. In Middleton, there was a magnitude 2 earthquake as well. So they're very rare in Cork. In Ireland overall, we record about 20 earthquakes a year on the island or and the offshore regions. But they mainly locate in Donegal and in Wexford, northern Donegal, eastern Wexford. So Cork is very rare.
Okay. And so do you know what caused this earthquake?
It's not that clear what would have caused it, but the vast majority of earthquakes in Ireland, we do believe, is just stress from the Mid-Atlantic Ridge and from the Mediterranean areas kind of creeping its way through the plate. So we're situated in the Eurasian plate, about 2,000 kilometres from any of the plate boundaries. So you mightn't expect many earthquakes to happen, but earthquakes happen along fault lines. So, and they are distributed everywhere pretty much. In Ireland, there are plenty of them, old fault lines. So most likely this is just stress that would have built up because the Eurasian plate from the Mid-Atlantic Ridge is moving slightly eastward every year, about 2 centimetres a year, and kind of something quite similar at the Mediterranean. It's moving northwards, about 2 centimetres a year. So eventually pressure builds up in the plate, and this will get released at certain places within it when stress builds up. And so this is what we most likely think is what causes Irish earthquakes.
Mm. And the one yesterday, is it possible to pinpoint where exactly it happened or over what area? Because I assume if you feel it, it doesn't necessarily mean you're anywhere near to it.
Exactly, you're dead right. So there will be an error of several kilometres with whatever location we will put. So we'll announce what the epicentre is, but usually it's about, for this particular example, we would have been 4 kilometres north or south of or east or west of that location. And our estimate for depth is 1 kilometre. But that's generally, it just means it's shallow. The depth is kind of a much harder thing to resolve. You need a lot of seismic stations to accurately resolve the depth at which earthquakes occur. But because so many people felt it for such a small earthquake, we do feel it was a very shallow earthquake.
Mm. And for a shallow earthquake, it was 1.6, as you say. What does feeling it mean in that just a slight shake?
So the vast majority of the reports we've gotten in so far has been mainly people have heard something. So they would have heard a noise like a boom or maybe what they thought was a roll of thunder or some kind of a bang, or they would have classically always said, felt like a lorry was driving by the house or something. And a lot of people reported that they didn't feel any shaking. They just heard the sound, which is kind of quite consistent with a lot of the earthquakes we've recorded over the past few years. Again, they're mainly from Donegal, but what people have been saying up there is for magnitude 1 earthquakes, they don't necessarily tend to feel them, but they do tend to hear them because there is conversion from the seismic waves underground. As they come up to the surface, there will be some transmission into the air. And so that's what sound waves are, basically vibrations in the air.
Yeah. So why do earthquakes in Ireland tend to be in Donegal and parts of Wexford?
So this is one of the areas of research. The Irish National Seismic Network is situated within the Dublin Institute for Advanced Studies Geophysics section. So part of the research that goes on at the Institute is looking into this. And so there was a study recently, and it showed that on a large scale, they think it's because the crust, which is the lithosphere, is basically thicker in most of central Ireland and gets thinner towards the north and towards the east, and is substantially thinner then all along Western Britain, which experiences about 10 or 20 times the number of earthquakes we experience in Ireland. So I think it's due to the slightly thinner crust. And so by thin, we mean, in central Ireland, it could be about 110 kilometres is the upper crust, whereas it starts to thin out to maybe about 75, I think, towards Western Britain and towards the north of Ireland as well.
Yeah, and the amount of earthquakes we would have in Ireland every year, or even across a decade, is that fairly steady? Is it like fairly regular in that sense?
Part of that question is kind of how many instruments have you got out as well? You know,
yes.
So the more you instrument the country, the more these very, very small earthquakes, the magnitude zero and negative magnitude, which are really, really small, no one would ever feel those. But the instruments are extremely sensitive. They will detect them. So if you put out a lot of instruments, say, in Donegal, you'll start picking up all these tiny earthquakes up there, which has happened. Our institute has done that over a long period of time for Donegal, and they did find lots of tiny things happening up there. But in terms of, if we're talking about magnitude one and above, yeah, it's about five. 5 to 10 every year around Ireland, and it's offshore region.
Mm. And so there's no indication if that number's going up or down.
I think we'll probably find that it's quite stable. Every now and again, we'll get a magnitude 2. I think the largest we've ever recorded on land was actually last May 2023 in Glenveagh National Park. There was a magnitude 2.5 earthquake. That was the largest that's been on land. And if we consider the offshore to the west, 2012, there was about 50 kilometres west of Belmullet, there was a magnitude 4 earthquake, which is very large now.
Wow.
People felt that in Belmullet. And going back to the early 80s, I think about 200 kilometres southwest of Kerry, there was a magnitude 4.4. And so that's the largest stuff we see offshore to the west. And maybe a lot of your listeners might also remember, if they're old enough, the mid-1980s. In the Irish Sea, just off the coast of Wales, there was a magnitude 5.4 earthquake, and that was felt in as far as Offaly in Ireland.
Wow, 5.4. That's impressive. Mm-hmm. And if there's a 5.4 in the Irish Sea, how does that affect the sea?
Oh, that's a good question. If you are building structures, for example, magnitude 5 is where you could start to damage them. So you could imagine if you had, a wind farm just off the coast of North Wales, that mightn't be the best place to put it, because you could be susceptible to getting those earthquakes. But again, in terms of British seismicity, how many of those would they expect in a 10-year period? Probably maybe one every 20 or 30 years they might expect to get something like that. In Ireland, I don't think we'd be expecting to get anything like that in a long time. And again, damage from earthquakes is about... It's magnitude 4, high magnitude 4, magnitude 5, where you're going to start getting damage.
Yeah. And in the Irish National Seismic Network, what do you do with all that information? Is this pure science, or are you, secretly preparing us for the big one?
So a lot of what we do feeds into the research groups. So the actual monitoring and having seismic stations across Ireland, that's kind of a worldwide collaborative effort. Everyone does that, because if you want to do good science, for example, imaging the Earth at depth, you need lots and lots of measurements across the globe. And so no one country can do it if they only put instruments in their own country. So everyone has to kind of join in with this. This was a kind of a collaborative effort and kind of started in the 50s that everyone pitched in and built these installations. So when we interact with the research group, we get a lot of ideas from them about what we can improve in our day-to-day, and also we can incorporate kind of emerging techniques and emerging technologies.
Have you personally experienced an earthquake, James?
No, I did experience, there was one day last year I was up in Dunsink, and around 2 o'clock, I think, we heard a little kind of a fizz kind of a sound and a slight little rattle, and that was actually a quarry blast that had happened about 500 metres away at Hunstown Quarry, I think. So that was about as much as I've experienced, I'm afraid.
Yes, because I would have thought a seismologist, that you'd be dying to do that. You'd be travelling the world.
Exactly, exactly.
Yeah, I must say, I always wanted to experience what an earthquake was like, because I assumed it would be like what you see in the movies. And I was in New York, April, I think it was, and there was an earthquake there. Now, we were sitting in a diner, and having breakfast, and I thought, oh, this must be this diner must be over a subway station, because it felt like a train had gone underneath. And then a few minutes later, these signs started flashing up, so I was slightly disappointed, really. At least I can say I was there. James, thanks a million for talking to us today. That was James Grinnell there, seismic data analyst for the Irish National Seismic Network. What are the election candidates going to do about the earthquakes? One texter wants to know. Indeed, it's a question for the doorstep. And someone else says, doesn't the Green Party control the earthquakes? I think they do. This is my truth for what it's worth. You stick with that. You cling to that particular truth.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.